Gmail James Driscoll request received formal complaint, malformed policy, practices at the Department of Public Health, Department of Behavioral Health, County of San Bernardino, CA, 3 messages FCC Tuesday, March 20, 2018 at 4:21 p.m. Reply to, FCC to, compliance DPHSB County Gov #, please type your reply above this line #, hi James, thank you for your submission. Your request has been received and assigned ticket number 2,316,884. Throughout the complaint process, you will receive periodic emails updating you about the status of your complaint. If you have information to add to your complaint, please respond directly to this email. You can view a list of frequently asked questions about the informal complaint process at https://consumercomplaint.fcc.gov/hc/n-s/articles/205082880. Your submission provides the FCC with important information we can use to develop policies to protect consumers, remedy violations of the Communications Act, and encourage future compliance with the law. Thank you for your help in furthering the FCC's mission on behalf of consumers. This email is a service from FCC Complaints. XZ89Z3-6Z5K, realuphuman.net Tuesday, March 20, 2018 at 4:23 p.m. to FCC note, the full text of my submission is a combines issue matter of importance. realuphuman.net Tuesday, March 20, 2018 at 4:30 p.m. to Dr. Sadiq Mirza, # chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. CC, MHSA at dbh.sbcounty.gov format complaint to FBI has been issued. Complaint, malformed policy, practices at the Department of Public Health, Department of Behavioral Health, County of San Bernardino, CA. This complaint goes to the heart of your standards of care. One way or another you will receive my email communications on these important matters of societal concerns. This is the text submission of my report to the FCC, a case of intractable conflict in social services here in the United States of America. This is a complication of issues complaint submission. Please email to clarify this communications complaint. Thank you. Introduction of issues beyond this text complaint, in spoken voice narrative appended with music, http, dr-sadiq-mirza.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, /bounty.gov/gmail%20-%20binded-content4-sync-r-swim.mp3 retrievable in full of the following direct individually name binded URL, http, dr-sadiq-mirza.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, /bounty.gov/gmail%20-%20y%20do%20i%20not%20fit%20into%20a%20box%20r%20mold.html in reference URL, their domain, dbh.sbscounty.gov, San Bernardino CA County Governmental Site. Dear FCC, I would like you to launch an investigation purposes why email standards are being restricted from patient and client care concerns to the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health, Department of Behavioral Health, and specifically in the violations of my rights as a person with disabilities to be a full and equal partner in society, which is being discriminated against because they say they don't have to receive client concerns email standards. Officially, today, there was a detachment of services forward rather than allowing services to go forward with the attachment of change of social services standards. I have a complaint against social services here in San Bernardino County, but in full, I have a complaint in a # conspiracy exposed that needs to be brought into perspective that social services here in San Bernardino does not want to acknowledge email standards. It is against the international law and good faith efforts of the United Nations on communication standards being thwarted that needs to be addressed. It is not appropriate to deny the use of email standards in the services offered by social services. Even when they are enabled, they are abused, as is the case against Colorado Health Network, aka Denver Colorado Health Network, that I can prove beyond a reasonable doubt it is them and not me. That is the behavioral problems that needs to be shined into the light. The Glassdoor employee reviews that appears after my demise in Denver, Colorado with my housing shows who has been telling the truth. HTTPS, February 17, 2018, Colorado Health Network logo, if you don't gossip like a teenager, you'll be an outsider. Former employee, anonymous employee doesn't recommend neutral outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network full-time. Pros: the mission at CHN is good. Cons: very catty work environment for the most part. Advice to management: get to know employees better. My name is James Martin Driscoll and I own a very unique set of domains. The legal right to freely use these URLs is passable legal law. Please accept there is no alternative but to communicate the disappointment that I have in view of communication standards. HTTP, dr-sadiq-mirza.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, /bounty.gov/gmail%20-%20y%20do%20i%20not%20fit%20into%20a%20box%20r%20mold.html letter to Dr. Sadiq Mirza, psychiatrist, with binded name URL content, has spoken voice text narrative and YouTube presentation videos. This is a letter of conclusion after they detached services Services Today, HTTP, Dr. Sadiq Mirza, Webdomains, fuckeduphuman.net, spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding knot of hashtag patapo slash dbh.spounty.gov/gmail%20-%20termination%20%20 of%20 services%20% and%20% act%20% discrimination.html termination of services is an act of discrimination of not enforcing rights and accommodating rights. For persons with disabilities, the government's role of seek out this enforcement standards, not I to apply pressure of change. A lawsuit might be pending. Two messages Martin J. Driscoll Tuesday, March 20, 2018 at 2:45 p.m. to MHSA at dbh.sbcounty.gov, enable at un.org, FCC 504 at fcc.gov CC, Bethany Barbauza case manager at dbh.sbcounty.gov, Dr. Mirza, Stephen at grew up therapist Graves, hash Jonathan.Arellano-Jackson, hashtag chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Supervis Organzels at sbcounty.gov re, Phoenix Community Counseling Services Office of Program Planning and Development Department of Behavioral Health Department of Public Health County of San Bernardino Social Services, sbcounty.gov, 1950s. Sunwest Lane, STE, 200 San Bernardino, CA 92415 MHSA at dbh.sbcounty.gov. This email web filed, http, webdomain.fuckeduphuman.net, spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding knot of hashtag patapo, dbh.sbcounty.gov/spoken voice narrative of this text, http, webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net, spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding knot of hashtag patapo slash dbh.spounty.gov/termination of services is an act of discrimination. Org CC, HTTP, Josie Gonzalez, 5th District Supervisor 909-387.4565. Website I confirmed that I reside in the Office of Programming Development in 5th District San Bernardino County. It is with great disappointment that both Dr. Mirza, psychiatrist at the Phoenix Community Counseling Center San Bernardino, and the floor manager today decided to maintain the status quo in the care and concerns that I have been bringing forward as it references these two videos. QR scan codes plays these videos on YouTube. HTTPS, Quality in Social Services, Understanding the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. HTTPS, Mini Law School, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Your office manager decided to label my emails as harassment when they are not. We are not going to progressively get through this issue with attitudes that are ingrained on your part that do not change. In closing, I told Dr. Mirza that the year is 2018. Also, as it relates to the activity in social media on his Instagram, I was enforcing the idea that it is not an option to ducktail and run away from this issue on that platform. I was not stalking him. Harassment is defined as dictionary harassment, 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 noun, noun, harassment, plural noun, harassments, aggressive pressure or intimidation. The state also grants us the right to pursue this belief without any form of persecution or harassment. Synonyms: persecution, intimidation, pressure, force, coercion, informal hassle. The report cites 3 separate accusations of harassment. If you want to claim my email is aggressive, you have to respond where I have made aggressive statements, which there are none. If you want to claim my email as pressure, you might have that claim, but pressure to do the right thing over the wrong things in this case, I have the right to point out where informed consent crosses the lines. Email is open and available to be used by the general public and remains open to that standard. If there is a policy in place that opposes this position, it must be in written form and made available to the general public upon an email being rejected from being received. So far, your email policy does not meet the general guidelines of governance, and I will be directing a complaint to the Federal Communications Commission for malformed policy and procedures that violate the rights of the public, and specifically individually me to be a fully informed and participating member of society. The last basis of the definition of harassment involves intimidating, which typically enforced means physical threats of violence. There are none in my writing and has never been. That is because I am a peace builder. The ultimate conclusion to list, or public file, the content of this situation is being at fuckeduphuman.net, spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding knot of hashtag patapo is a matter of cyber law fact and not physical intimidation. Failure to hold the standards of rights of persons with disabilities upright and your outdated policy that violates these rights amended and changed will result in this entire matter being filed here, and removed from all other in-pro processes of mutual understanding filings. The emails that were sent to the Department of Behavioral Health along with the faxes that were sent to the Department of Public Health remain in a contentious state when it is your obligation to release that contention. I will mention the fact that your office is broadcasting guest Wi-Fi services but refused to give the password to the general public. In of itself, shows your biases on the wrong side of this contention. But I don't have the leverage at this point to force the issue of doing right over wrong. I should not need it. But your web domain is noted justly and accurately. http, webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net, spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding knot of hashtag Potapo, dbh.sbcounty.gov/index/dbh.spounty.gov, parent directory hash stephen.john.graves, sgraves@dbh.sbcounty.gov, Google C9472222B47B5.html. That Google verification file means that the contents of this directory is set forth to be included in Google Index and search results. The full contents, which is being amended, will to include all content ever submitted to the Department Behavior Health in your services referral. Note that each level of interface that I encounter to social services will constructively offer the same exact result. Your option to tuck tail, duck, and run is noted instead of standing up firm and strong for the principles of these matters. Those principles that are noted in the video presentation attached to this conclusion letter to the County Department of Behavioral Health. They remain that I can't force you to do anything but to listen. But then again, you are denying your openness to even that process. There is nothing but calamity and chaos in the deliverance of services on the other end of this setup, for which I know I am the one you could have first listened to and you choose to ignore and remain in your state of ignorance. This is a sad state of affairs. I would not be amazed at the interim outcome of this is that your email services fully be http drsadiqmirza.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net actively servicing the truth to all time human history /bounty.gov/gmail%20-%20y%20do%20i%20not%20fit%20into%20a%20box%20or%20mold.html descriptive image narrative version 25 minute 44 seconds of this email record page for benefit of blind disabled persons **. Please stop any other playing audio before you begin this audio playback **. Your browser does not support the audio tag. Admonishment to dbh.sbcounty.gov. Warning. Strong language in this audio. Autoplay. Your browser does not support the audio tag. Spoken voice narrative 1831s appended music selections, Madonna Swim, Skip Marley Lyons, Pink Floyd, Hey You and In the Midway Waters 1. Your browser does not support the video tag. Quality in Social Services, Understanding the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Please click on image below to play video time index tab to the display content. It references greater than a citation page of written text for a human rights document on international rights for children. Click on image to access the entire document. Reference quotation, the Accessible Information Standard is concerned with ensuring that people with information and or communication needs relating to or caused by a disability, impairment or sensory loss have those needs met by organizations providing health and or adult social care. In the vast majority of cases, such needs can be met using e-standard or standardized alternative formats, such as Braille, mainstream contact methods, such as email, standardized communication methods, such as British Sign Language, and or other generic adjustments, for example facing someone telling about them to lip read. Here is a foot comment in view of your standard, it hasn't however, 2.17 there is clearly an understandable preference for communications that allow for real-time interactions and do not rely on a third party. However, the associations note that although technologies such as email, instant messaging and SMS may enable communications between people with disabilities and their friends and family, they are not always perceived to be appropriate for communication with others such as doctors, schools and government agencies. And sometimes these organizations do not make these methods available. However, it should be noted that there is considerable scope for businesses, institutions and government agencies to increase their accessibility by extending the means by which people can contact them. For example, Optus recently won a Communications Alliance Commitment to Customer Service award for their online chat and social media services. Vodafone Hutchison Australia, VHA, has offered customer support via social media and online chat since the beginning of 2011, and Telstra has also recently introduced social media as another means by which customers can contact Telstra for customer service inquiries. A book reference on the subject, Brooks R. G., Menachemian. Physicians' Use of Email with Patients, Factors Influencing Electronic Communication and Adherence to Best Practices. JMed Internet Res 2006, 81E2, free full text, Medline, 16,585,026, doi 10.2196, JMIR, 8.1.E2. Conclusions. This large survey of physicians practicing in ambulatory settings shows only modest advances in the adoption of email communication and little adherence to recognized guidelines for email correspondence. Further efforts are required to educate both patients and physicians on the advantages and limitations of email communication and to remove fiscal and legal barriers to its adoption. You are on the wrong side of the debate. I am on the right side of solutions. I want my autonomy respected, my right to make the choice to use email respected, and I want to be able to email the record, as I continue to use email to journalize my story of circumstances in my life. I want my email to be received and read to their detail records so there is an understanding formed to the correct mental health wellness choices in my case, which is not ignorance, silence, and allowing the haters to win in regards to a instactable conflict. What can be done happens to be needing detail analysis of email story details, and I write my story better than I can tell it out verbally. I have the right to use email to write my story and then also use spoken voice text narrative as in reading accessibility to speed up the story detail into the care of providers. This story is an absolute out of the box of normalcy that I deserve my choices to be taken into the correct accommodation in my client and medical care. There is no option but to the formation of written record, excellence. I need a court authority to tell me that they have their right to hold non-mainstream standard restriction against the use of email in my care. I know they shall rule the fact of full and equal participation on the side of the United Nations mandate rather than ruling on the side of the county's current policy against clients and patients of the Department of Behavioral Health and the Heath Department from using technology and email per the standards placed into documentation agenda. We are wiser than allow a fear-based choice of virus infection. When Site Advisor clears my site is safe, YouTube standards of our information society sharing is being pressed forward, and perhaps SoundCloud. And scholarly book references is all that I am sharing to my doctor. Wow, what a system of discrimination. In the disenfranchisement right to use our information society internal of my social services care. We are better than this, are we not? Your browser does not support the audio tag. Spoken voice narrative alone, your browser does not support the audio tag. Spoken voice narrative only, addendum and summary for the purpose clarity of why this email archive record is placed with direct person name binding, your browser does not support the audio tag. Spoken voice narrative only, addendum for court authority review, Gmail James Dryskill YouTube presentation, why do I not fit into a box or mold, your option not mine, to change your bullshit. One message Martin J. Dryskill Monday March 12, 2018 at 8:17 a.m. to Dr. Mirza, Stephen at Grew Up Therapist Graves, #Jonathan.Arellano-Jackson, #Chromobone-The.Good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Bethany Barbauza case manager at dbh.sbcounty.gov, ccmhsa at dbh.sbcounty.gov to my entire personal care mental health wellness team at the Phoenix Community Counseling Center, San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health along with public defender attorney Jonathan Arellano Jackson representing #Chromobone-The.Good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy, here. This email will have spoken voice narrative of the contents fully along with public scan-able QR URL sharing codes for public awareness of these issues. This will be web archived to the following folder URLs. Each of these URLs points to the same folder but contains direct name binding content presence and cannot be ignored. I am a Virgo born here in San Bernardino and this was my horoscope page the other day that I captured for use. I don't use horoscopes often, but in this case, it applies. HTTP, dr-sadiq-mirza.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history, sbcounty.gov/http, stephen-john-graves.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history, sbcounty.gov/http, jonathan-arellano-jackson.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history, sbcounty.gov/http, bethany-barbauza.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history, sbcounty.gov/. The screen snapshot of horoscope site information page reads with a slight added comment here, all about Virgo, August 23. September 22, the analytical mind of a Virgo is never satisfied. Ruled by information-seeking Mercury, you intelligent individuals live to soak up knowledge. Expecting nothing but the best from yourself and those around you, service-oriented Virgo is always happy to help others achieve certain standards. Luckily, while your mind is always reeling with the next critique, your fast and witty sense of humor, which I have lost due to #conspiracyexposed, supports your lighthearted side, and keeps you on the good side of others. I do not accept the conditions of the status quo against my life choices. I do not accept irrational thinking paradigms that does not enable my rights as a person with disabilities per the United Nations mandates on our society responsibility and duty toward each other. These rights that would enable me to become a full and equal contributing member of society to the full accepted practice of sharing wisdom and truth. I do not accept asinine excuses to detach our world realities for selfish sides of disinterested motives or worse yet to cover up or become internal of problems you may find as a conflict of interest to not engage me because of your side of corruption histories that you do not wish to rock the boat as they call it. It is time to stand up and rock the boat together and tip the boat over and go for a little or big swim as we may need. You will find the use of Madonna's track song Swim in a media presentation on SoundCloud in the name of my former case manager at the Colorado Health Network. The title on SoundCloud is https://user-7475834/angela-elizabeth-kitty-of-denver-colorado-u-have-allowed-hate-to-win-madonna-lyrics from Swim off the album Ray of Light verse 1, put your head on my shoulder baby things can't get any worse night is getting colder sometimes life feels like it's a curse pre-chorus, I can't carry these sins on my back don't wanna carry anymore I'm gonna carry this train off the track I'm gonna swim to the ocean floor chorus, mmmmm crash to the other shore mmmmm swim to the ocean floor verse 2, children killing children while The students rape their teachers, comets fly across the sky while the churches burn their preachers, pre-chorus, we can't carry these sins on our back, don't wanna carry anymore, we're gonna carry this train off the track, we're gonna swim to the ocean floor, chorus, crash to the other shore, swim to the ocean floor, bridge, let the water wash over you, wash it all over you, swim to the ocean floor so that we can begin again, wash away all our sins, crash to the other shore, pre-chorus, I can't carry these sins on my back, don't wanna carry anymore, I'm gonna carry this train off the track, I'm gonna swim to the ocean floor, chorus, crash to the other shore, swim to the ocean floor, my mission work has now a reaching out platform of commons that I have found to engage in attempting to bring my mission work forward. This organization's common ideal focus only debuts last month, February 4th. Wide as your field of work should be incorporated as unified into mine is obvious by the graphic that is displayed on this page, it relates to the brain and behavioral sciences of addiction. http://humanetech.com/problem and showing a screen snapshot of the top of the problem page from humanetech.com, shows the title banner Our Society is Being Hijacked by Technology. A picture of a human brain with numbered references to different location areas within our brain. Under the picture of a human brain is the text What we feel as addiction is a part of something much bigger. There's an invisible problem that's affecting all of our society. This site appears online less than 60 days ago. So, they are at the ground floor of change. I have been in this mission work for over 10 years with the registration of my domain set which was started June of 2006. I started it first, but you don't trust me yet to have that answer. You want to bury your head in the sand of implausibilities that a person with bipolar disorder or any disability of the mind can be so wise and intelligent to offer this solution. You want to disenfranchise my opportunities in our society. It is wrong to allow you to do this against me. It is offensive and an insult to my intelligence and is why I am so upset with you all or anyone who is not showing their character wisdom-wise outward toward me but prevaricating the truth hiding away in shadows of vagueness or silence extremes. I want and demand change. I have a YouTube video presentation that I do believe is complete. If you do not accept that I am the man of peace-building mission work that you must allow to hit your heart of intelligence brain to follow then we have no other reason to exchange in our lives. I have my right to chastise you and to reprimand you for your insolence for you to allowing the haters to win. For I am that one man who needs to take the reins away from irrational thinking ideas and bring forward better working models everywhere. If you do not have interest in my work, you cannot be a part of any interface on my life. And that I will be firm, sound, strong, and defiant that if you attempt to alter my course path choice for some altered vision of your reality is better than my future vision of change. You would be wrong to delay your involvements here too. I am now living homeless of independence in my family childhood home that I grew up in since age 5 because of an hashtag conspiracy exposed, which I can prove beyond a reasonable doubt that it is them and not me as being the problem and not the solution. I have presentation documents to be delivered to you in the next course work weeks that will be delivered with transmittal business record of receipt and processing on your side of these responsibilities to our world that you must follow and enable my rights per the United Nations Convention on the Rights for Persons with Disabilities is my most closest reach of a governmental authority of the state representing common decency. Each one of you requires to answer these two questions when you encounter this content. Are you with them therefore against me? Or are you with me and therefore against them? Therefore they deserve reprimands for what they have done to me. Who are they? Let's say, it first starts with Colorado Health Network aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project but we have a closer interface at Foothill AIDS Project that needs to be reset to proper balanced relations that should be considered a strike the fire confrontation of decency. Everyone has allowed the haters to win and it is wrong to maintain this silence. I guarantee that history is on my side of the future world of what will be our way of peace living society life. Join with me and find resolution for these as soon as possible remedy for these undeserving and unnecessary conflicts that happened. Your delay is standing in my way. YouTube video playlist presentation, play all it, grew up conflict resolution system presentation presenting the foundation of ideals to the development of a new technology interface of an assisted conflict resolution system. In our world, we have intractable conflicts that remain challenged to be placed upright and resolved. These challenges go to a lack in communication tools that focuses on unification. Counter to what one might think, our society with the current popularity mainstream social media tool platforms being used is becoming detached by way of these technology tools. They are generating one more media marketing frenzy to the profit of companies at the expense of addiction and mental health. Our society is being hijacked by technology. The problem is described in this link. I propose a two-tier cooperative development project. First, the introduction of a morality currency accounting and tracking system called hashtag Chromobones. Second, a user interface that will engage users across domains or even offline that will enable the temporary human-to-human or human-to-group collective purpose bonding presence of the peace and reconciliation binding knot of hashtag Potapo. These two symbols are sourced from the African Adinkra symbolic communication system and much can be utilized in the entire Adinkra set of symbols to the creation of a new communication tool. The way Adinkra is communicative effective is found in this link. HTTPS. This can work to form new understandings across culturally different lifestyles. There are over 100 Adinkra symbols in use today. The final video presented in this presentation is an introduction to the Adinkra. Peace and wellness to you all at Phoenix Community Counseling Center, San Bernardino, California. Sincerely, James Martin Driscoll, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, CA 92405-909-882-8759. Business site link, http, grewupnetpeacebuildingwebsite.business.site/ I am seeking true friends in this world and a place to live where true friends are found among society freely and not a hate collective caddy group in view and control and reins of hate that is directing or pulling the puppet strings of illusions. Deceptions, lies, and abusive relationships and justified called into interference of my free-flowing honest living cheat-free and stealing-free life. All you have to do is read the Glassdoor employee reviews posted after my departure demise because no one would confront this hate collective leadership. No one had the balls to stand up and show some way out of their hateful mess. But after I am gone, I deserve to be placed back upright as quickly and justly as possible, no further delays are tolerated. HTTPS, February 17, 2018, if you don't gossip like a teenager, you'll be an outsider. Former employee, anonymous employee doesn't recommend neutral outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network full-time. Pros: the mission at CHN is good. Cons: very catty work environment for the most part. Advice to management: get to know employees better. HTTPS, September 13, 2017. Helpful to employment, former employee, client services in Denver. CO: doesn't recommend negative outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network less than a year. Pros: case managers are not micromanaged. Occasionally drug companies will come in and bring free lunch. Relaxed dress code on a major bus line. Cons: management is awful. They do not trust their employees with anything, not even tissues. If you want a box of tissues, you have to go to upstairs and talk to them. One person stores them in his office. They had a big investigation because two employees quit because of racism and discrimination within the organization. The investigation was inconclusive. They had a meeting with all of the staff that was announced 24 hours prior. Regarding discrimination, it was said that we were diverse, we have one of everything. How can an organization thrive when a top official is racist? If you are a woman or person of color, it is very hard to move up in the org and be heard. If you are a cute, white male, you will do well in this company. Turnover is high, show less advice to management, maybe start with a little bit of respect for clients and staff. HTTPS, July 28, 2017. Helpful: 1. Low pay, oppressive management, dishonest business practices. Current employee, anonymous employee doesn't recommend negative outlook. I have been working at Colorado Health Network full-time, less than a year. Pros: brand new facility, friendly coworkers, easy access to downtown. Interviews are too easy. Great benefits. Benefits those less fortunate. Cons: oppressive leadership, disingenuous management, dishonest business practices. I really want to like this place, but the management could use some training. I have witnessed some dishonest business practices going on here. Toxic work environment. Pay is very low. Upper-level management is very elitist, discriminating, and oppressive toward other staff. Advice to management: take some training courses to learn how to perform your job better. Many may have landed in their current positions due to the Peter Principle. Do some house cleaning, see who actually contributes to the successful functioning of the company and trim the fat. Just because someone is fun outside of work and makes you laugh does not mean they are competent managers that need to be leading other people. Take a look in the mirror. End of Glassdoor reviews. I am sure there will be more future employee review posts showing this negative light on their organization. I arrived back in town San Bernardino the week of July 17. No previous Glassdoor employee reviews appear on the site before I had to leave town Denver. I tried to get the involvement of their executive director as I sit there living in my car. I refused to live in my car for days and weeks waiting for change. This I posted to Facebook. James M. Driscoll, 10 hours. Friendships are circles of friends and holders from the outside. They are not catty cliques of gossiping queens. They are not your friends, they will not hold you sound in a dire need. They will disappoint you, guaranteed. Definition of catty from Urban Dictionary: there is no option but to reprimand this hate collective to stop this publicly and is widely known so that others get the message to stop this shit now or else, for I see it on Glassdoor as systemic and problematic nationally and it needs to be fixed ASAP or hashtag conspiracy exposed. Terminate SOSIP is the meme key I have assigned to it. HTTPS, catty when a person or group of people, usually friends, or sometimes in college sorority sisters, act very immature, don't ever escape the high school mindset, such as getting caught up in stupid catty drama that is relatively unimportant, or sometimes annoying, loud, obnoxious, materialistic, drunk, change their morals for the acceptance of others, act like they are the shit and above others in status who are not in that group, etc. Things of that nature. I can't stand that group of people's catty attitudes. They are going nowhere in life until they realize that they need to grow up and stop acting so catty. Hashtag immature, hashtag dramatic, hashtag sorority, hashtag sororities, hashtag Greek life, hashtag obnoxious, hashtag catty, hashtag cattiness, hashtag cattiness by Cali Girl 3131 December 12, 2008. I am done and through being a victim of all you haters. Go fucking away and leave this country. Or I leave first and change my United States citizenry to a country that is much less corrupt. For Transparency International's latest report scores the United States on a scale from 0 to 100 as being 18. 0 being the worst corruption. You all go to fucked up human hell where you deserve to burn for allowing the haters to win time after time after time. The hashtag MeToo, hashtag TimeSoup campaigns on the sexual harassment and abuse of mainly women by men in the workplace are showing similar tracks of pathology of reasoning why things must be altered off the tracks of the status quo. They are directly relevant to the same cause of not able to have a voice and being silenced for now over 10 years in my plight. I am homeless because of hate, not because of my behavior problems. But you are way too quick to judge it the other way around. For you are one of them, I bet. No, you don't get the assumption of goodness when the corruption score is so bad against your favor. When will you all get it real? It grew up 2018, great reasons as will unite peace at Realapumin 2018, actively servicing the truth to all time human history. Dr. Mirza, your Hippocratic oath is being challenged. Do no harm, but I bet you won't meet my challenge to come clean and be honest for a change. Will you? http://dr-sadiq-mirza.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history. /@realapumin-banner-mission-2018%20%5b%20%20%5d%20065d%20060.jpg The QR scan code in this image plays the YouTube video, the very real possibility that you could live forever. 58,977 views. Joe Scott, published on March 23, 2015. Will the rise of artificial intelligence lead to us becoming immortal, or lead to our extinction? Turns out it's either one or the other. Much of the information for this video comes from this excellent article on Wait, But Why? It's a two-part article that will take about an hour to read, and I tried to distill it down to a few minutes, and failed. It's a fascinating topic and well worth the read. Computer technology is growing at an exponential rate. Actually, it has been growing exponentially for decades, but the thing about exponential growth is that the further it goes along, the bigger the leaps become. And we are on the cusp of some incredible leaps in technology. Artificial intelligence has captured our imaginations for years, but now that we are approaching the very real possibility of super intelligent computers, people are starting to take notice, and the predictions span from boundless utopia to the end of the world. With very little in between. Thinkers and scientists from Ray Kurzweil to Nick Bostrom to Stephen Hawking and Elon Musk are issuing stern warnings, as well as optimism about what the future holds in a world where humans are not the smartest creatures on the planet anymore. But there's still a long way to go. IBM's Watson was able to beat the biggest Jeopardy winner of all time, but it was still simply processing data and not thinking in a creative sense. Still, those computers are right around the corner, and what happens when they reach the ability to think on our level and improve themselves will dictate the future, or end, oh humanity. This is not small stuff, it's hugely important. I am very much real and calling you out on bullshit.